Think about the place you live. How often do you see reminders of whose traditional land you are standing on? What is there in your built environment that engages you with the long history of our country? Paul Hertzich is a Kaurna Narrindjeri landscape architect who works with councils, organisations and communities to incorporate Indigenous culture into design. The Wire's Sarah Martin asked Paul to explain the best way to start.
It's about acknowledgement and recognition. First steps in a larger organisation would be to establish a Reconciliation Action Committee and then work out what targets and opportunities in terms of respect and things like that can be incorporated into that RAP, and then work with Reconciliation Australia to develop the RAP. Early engagement's always good, you know, coming in later to acknowledge country or Aboriginal people within projects is a tad tokenistic, so early engagement's good, and then everyone goes on the journey together.
You mentioned tokenism, and I guess sometimes there's a perception that corporations and other organisations get on board to basically tick a box. How do you break down that perception?
Early engagement, talking to the right people, getting the good outcomes for the project, where it's win-win for all parties that are involved in the project, positive impacts for community.
There must be a myriad of different ways to approach acknowledgement, engaging the local community into that culture. What are a few of those?
Celebrate Reconciliation Week, celebrate NAIDOC Week, celebrate the culture. Predominantly, we all want to be part of it. It's about getting on board and learning about the past as well. I listened to a Paul Keating speech at Redfern Park. It's back in 92 or 93, and it's like, have a listen to that. It's a nail on the head a few times. So you got to, I guess, understand our perspective and the things that have been done to our ancestors and things that are getting done today as well. Some of those things are still getting carried through, which is unfortunate, but you know, hopefully things change in the future.
What things do you want to see that teach our young children to incorporate the long history of the country into their everyday?
I'd like to see acknowledgement of country statements and on the entries to the administration or the front office of all schools, acknowledging whose country they're on. I'd like to see acknowledgement of country statements read out by school children at the start of significant assemblies, different songs sung in language at assemblies, different art as well taught within the schools. You know, it's not all about dot art, but dot art's the easiest ones for primary school kids to do. I guess for secondary students, be brought into different aspects of art and politics and all that kind of thing. So different significant events have happened in the last 200 or so years, and possibly even before that. I'd like to see school kids engage with traditional owners, you know, and hopefully as they get older, they'll be able to promote and have a better understanding of whose country they're on.
One of your major projects has been working on very large laser cut signs that announce that you're entering different areas of country throughout South Australia. How do you feel that project makes a difference into just the general population's understanding of what land they're standing on?
The idea of that was to reveal the underlying landscape, educate people about different cultures within the landscape. You know, there's a lot more to these places than roads and fences and paddocks. Generally, they're not put on boundaries. They're put in country. Within Aboriginal culture, you can't have one leg in, one leg out sort of thing, so our boundaries can be up to anywhere from 5 to 10 kilometres wide. And the idea of the signage was to get people to actually stop, use the rest area, get out of your vehicle, stretch your legs, get the blood running around your body again, have an actual break, and learn about a space, learn about a culture, and have a better understanding of the Aboriginal layer within Australia.
That coupled with the other art piece that brings together the fact that there are 39 different language groups within the state, is that you can find it in one place or you can journey and you can discover it as you go, but either way it's highlighting that history. I bet that's important for traditional owners as well to have that recognised.
Yeah, it's always good. You see photos popping up on Facebook and Instagram that kids are standing in front of them, you know, this is our country sort of thing, and it's good for parents to say this is who you belong to and things like that.
Have you got a dream project, something that you'd like to see that would really make a difference?
For me, I always use the way the Māori language is used within New Zealand, and everyone knows it and everyone uses it. I'd like to see place names return to their traditional names. You know, maybe dual language is the way to go now. It'd be good to put back what we've lost over the years to, in a sense, reconnect to our traditional country and share it with everyone and be respectful and be recognised properly.
Paul Hertzich, Ghana Ngarrindjeri Landscape Architect, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.